welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. So glad that you could join us today. We're going to keep it short and sweet. We're moving into our entrepreneurial journey. All those of you who are doing and growing and building and no one else seems to get it, it's okay. You know, if somebody considers what they have as junk, then you can see it as a treasure. If someone sees that what you have doesn't have value, know the value for yourself in yourself and what it is you have to offer. So, topic for the day, your junk, my treasure. So people don't normally see home-based businesses or entrepreneurship or just even doing some things on your own, building a business, brick-and-mortar business on your own. They don't find value in it simply because either they're not confident enough or they may be hating on you a little bit because you went on and did something that they won't do, or even they feel like what you're offering has no value. A lot of times individuals who do their own maybe some whatnots that they may have that they've redone or pieces, maybe furniture, jewelry, you know, little things like that people feel like, okay, it won't last long. They'll just buy it for a season. And then they can move around. But in actuality, it may turn into some big something. Everyone had to start somewhere. Louis Vuitton, you got Coach, you got Dooney and Burke, you got all of these different designers that had to find their way, they had to find their journey. And the people find their own look. You have a lot of people now with clothing. You have Wendy Williams, she has a line of clothing. And you have Steve Harvey's got a purse line that's supposed to be coming out. You have all these individuals who have now found their own niche, their own something. Do y'all remember FUBU? For us, by us. You know, a lot of individuals may have forgotten about that particular clothing line, and we used to support them. So it doesn't matter what some people may consider junk. It may very well be someone else's treasure. So remember that when you're turning your nose up or finding that that person may not have value. No value for yourself. Those of you who are pursuing your entrepreneurship, find your value in you and what you have to offer. Believe in your product. Make sure that you're trying your product that you or your service. Make sure that you know what you're talking about is valuable, okay? So we have in the business that I am in, we have a power hours. And I don't know if some of you may have heard about them. We're doing power hours where we're helping our teams to make phone calls to their friends and family who don't find value in what they're doing. They don't think that what they're doing is important. Well, this if they have the help, when you are helping your team, ladies and gentlemen, that is what builds the momentum in whatever it is that you're doing. And you're building someone else's dream still if you're part of a business that's already established. I don't care if you had a job or if you're doing home-based business. Somebody started it besides you. So your dream, your what people are considering junk, was already a treasure to someone who created it and pushed forward. So just remember, they had to start it so that we could finish it. It's something that we can move forward in. It's services and products that your friends and family use anyway, but they want a name brand. And I went to a conference this weekend and had an opportunity to sit before some very great individuals who are teaching us some tweaks on knowing that you're not selling a product, you're selling a brand. And people are stuck on brand, and that's Trevor Ott. He was talking about it, and it just made so much sense, and he used peanut butter as his product of choice. So, you know, he asked how many people had peanut butter, bought peanut butter, liked peanut butter at one point. And then he asked the individuals what did they like about the different brands. Somebody liked Jiffy, somebody liked Peter Pan, somebody liked Nutella. But each one of them has the same description. It was smooth, it was sweet tasting, it was good, it was just a better brand for them. But it's a brand. So whatever it is that you're offering, if that brand has not been exposed, that brand has not been built, if that brand does not have a great name behind it, then guess what? People don't buy it. So people with money like to buy stuff that costs a lot of money so that they can say that they have this status. But quality does not always mean that the brand name has to be great. Everyone who is pushing something out there, it's going to be good. It's going to be great because they have to be competitive. So you know it's going to work and it's going to do what it says it's going to do. And if it's not, critique them. Say, hey, you know, this is something that I found that, you know, might not be too good, or I like this, but I didn't like that. You know, help them out so that they can sell and offer services and products that people are using every single day. Weight loss is a big thing now. We've got people putting butter in coffee. You already have the coffee that's already created to be healthy, but you still don't want to purchase it. Everybody insists on going to Starbucks. So, I mean, Starbucks can throw a slab of butter in your coffee if they want, I'm sure. But, ladies and gentlemen, truth be told, we can handle a lot of things on our own if we would just pull back from the table, if we would eat healthy, if we would exercise, no matter if it's great or small, but do something. You got to make some changes in your life. And if you consider you junk, then how do you expect someone to consider you a treasure? Someone will find that who you are is valuable. Someone will see the value in you. So be confident in what you're offering. Be confident in you. And you have to value yourself first. That's where it starts, okay? You have to value yourself first. And the key to success is getting somebody to believe in you and what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're selling, what you're offering, okay? Let's all this free homeboy hookup and all that, we need to stop that right here and right now, because nowhere will you be able to go into a store, an expensive store, and ask them to just let you take it home first and try it and then bring it back. No, ma'am, that's not going to work. You can't take some red bottoms and go walk on the street and then come back and then expect them to be able to offer it with that same value price because they're now used, okay? So come on, people, find value in your product and quit trying to give away and lowball your prices so that you can get a lot of it sold. If there's value in it and it's coming from an honorable client that has integrity, then roll with that. Your customers believe in the factor that it is you giving it a 10, okay? It's you giving it a 10. If they can't afford it, then, you know, you're going to have to tell them, well, look, this is the best I can do. They can take it or leave it and move on. You know, don't spend a lot of time with somebody that's saying that they can't afford your product, especially if you know that you know that you know that you're the most reasonable pricing for what they're going to get out there. Don't try to keep going just to get their business. Keep it moving and just say, okay, well, you know what, I appreciate you even taking the time. I appreciate you taking a listen to what I'm trying to do. Do you know of anyone that might be interested in what I'm offering? They, of course, may say yes or no, but whatever it is, get the answer from them. If they say no, I don't know anybody, then keep it moving, because that means that their circle doesn't have much value and they won't find value in you either, or they don't want to share their circle with you because that's their revenue stream. They're the ones in the circle that's always borrowing $5, $10. They don't want to invest in a business. They don't want to start a business. They don't want to do something that's going to generate them something to keep them from being the beggar instead of the lender, okay? So God says that we are to be the lender, not the borrower. We are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. So let's continue to believe in ourselves and be the valuable someone that someone needs. We have the Black CEO 17 that's going on, and we want to connect with some individuals who are ready for the journey, who are willing and confident enough to move forward. And you can go to www.blackceo17.com. Go on there and register for it, ladies and gentlemen, and see if you can get someone in your area. But we're trying to launch it in multiple cities and multiple states because we want to really make this big. It doesn't have to just be the month of February when we acknowledge the Black CEOs. We want to acknowledge them year round, but we also want to give them customers and investors that are going to believe in them forever and ever. Okay, so Fred Sanford, he had a product, and it was something that a lot of people had tossed away or on the wayside, and he sold the stuff that nobody wanted anymore, and they didn't see any value in it. But his treasure was for the next man to come along. It was his treasure, and it may be one man's junk, but it was his treasure. So he had the first concept of entrepreneurship and selling something that no one else may want, may not have wanted. But you have something of value and you believe in you, then make sure that when you're offering with value. I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Your Mind, and we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards in Christ. Each and every day, we want to believe in you. Go out and become the beautiful treasure that God made.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events, mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.